Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the After Show, live on Facebook, YouTube, Bubba Army Radio, Bubba Army App, TuneIn, and very other species parts. Probably somewhat an abbreviated show today, because I have to go up to the track and get it ready for Mark Richards and the Rocket late model test. Which is, I think, going to be cold as hell up there right now. Let me see what the temperature
in Zuber.
Must be
the 70s today.
In Zuber?
Probably about 70.
You're right, 71.
Oh, really?
I won't get there till 1 o'clock. That puts me at 70. I should be good.
Now, how late are you staying there until?
Probably till 5.
Oh, okay. You should be good then.
Trying to get home by...
It's probably like 6 or 7. I'll start getting cold out again, but it's going to get to like 80s this week or close to it.
Yeah. Now, you do your 2-4-6 while you're up there, right?
No, well, no.
So time
no,
it right?
I mean, I really can't.
Mm-mm.
But you do.
No, well, I mean, you know, a lot of, if I have the merch crick go up with me.
Well, she's not going to be driving home.
Well, yeah, she will. Well,
I mean.
I don't know. I don't take the 2-4-6 when I'm at the track because I don't leave the track till 4 or 5. That means I would have taken my medicine at 4. That means I would have passed out and hit, you know, like fucking Princess Diana on the side of the road,
yeah.
Like by Wildwood. I already have
you
eaten.
You and Dodie Fayed.
I'd already eaten a fucking Jersey berry.
Oh man.
So, at that point, I would take it, but I would let her drive. A very rare opportunity
for her.
To maybe rear end somebody and fucking total and kill me this time. Bubba the Love Sponge didn't die of natural heart causes or a cardiac arrest because he got both shots or anything like that. No, he died because a merch crick got into yet another fucking accident. And he's dead. He's dead.
He's dead.
Bubba Diana dies in a car wreck. But the track's got to be perfect today, Blitz. So I got to really, like, in order for it to be perfect, it means I got to go real slow. And I got ADHD, and it's tough for me to grade in first gear. But really, in order to get it just perfect, like I need it to be tonight, I got to knife edge that blade all the way down and go in first gear.
Oh no!
And it's literally, you can walk faster. You can walk faster than first gear.
Okay.
So. Mm. Today's plan is, who could be calling us here? Hello.
Hi, is this Bubba?
Yep.
Hey, Bubba, it's Las Vegas Mario. How you doing today?
Hi, Las Vegas Mario.
Hey, I just wanted to say quick, I don't want to take up too much of your time. Got a hat from your store. Got that sweater, that new sweater. Just want to say I loved it. Merch Crick was on it, and I got it in like 3 days. So I want to say the material's dope, man. Very cool.
And even getting it and from California for 3 days. That's quick.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Same thing.
Thanks.
By the way, I think Monday the new January hats come out. Then that's Anna and Dan's design.
Woohoo.
So I have Blitz and Lummi's Design, which will be the February hats. I'll put those in, and there you go.
Cool.
Thank you.
What else you got for me, buddy? Did you already hang up, or are you still there?
No, I'm still here. Just a quick question. I know you have the Flex Fit hats. Are you ever going to make those in a different cut, the snapback ones, like black or orange? I wanted the orange Willy, but there's no snapback orange ones.
You mean?
Some of them weren't they?
No, the orange ones were snapback.
Yeah.
They said Flex Fit on the website.
You know, merch crack, you know, things going.
I mean, she has an award, though, sir. All right.
No, I was just asking.
The award-winning merch crack.
The award-winning merch crack should not have, because the all orange ones, which I don't even know if we have anymore, but I mean.
Not on the site, I don't think.
Yeah.
Only the pink and black ones.
Yeah, it's like when you click, it just says large or extra large.
Can you send me the site real fast, if you could?
Yes, I'm on it. Sorry. Yep.
I thought I saw an orange one up there because she does all this from upstairs in the little in Tom Bean's old office.
Mm.
And so let me see here what we have inventory wise.
Like it shows the pink and black ones as a snapback.
Snapback, yep.
Right.
And then the gray and blue one.
The gray and blue ones are snapback, but mm-hmm. the orange ones were not Flex Fit. Now, they're not even on the site anymore.
No, not.
But they were not Flex Fit. They were snapback. Mm. But what does it matter now, buddy? I mean, like, you know, you're fucked on the deal anyway.
I still love it anyway.
I will tell you this, man. I will tell you this, that Dan's white Alpine camo Flex Fit, two different sizes. I ordered 24 extra large and only 6 small ones, will sell out within minutes.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, first of all, I'm going to take one. Blitz, I think you're going to probably take one.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you're allowed one or not. I mean,
it's a big fat
break.
Head.
Yeah, you can't.
No,
you,
yeah, I don't.
You can't do it because it's not a snapback.
Yeah.
Mine's a snapback.
And so, Anna, you'll probably want one of your hats that you designed.
Yeah, absolutely. Please and thank you. Mm-hmm.
So, what, buddy, anything else going on?
No, that's it, man. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say, man, I hope you guys get a bigger... I mean, you guys are on the best platform, but I hope you guys... I wasn't a fan until, you know, recently, and just want to say love you guys.
How did you find out about us?
Yeah, how did you find... I mean, like, a lot of new people are through Facebook and YouTube and various other places where we're putting some of our content. How did you find out about us?
Okay, well, I knew about you in the serious days, and then when everything happened, I kind of stopped listening because, I'm not going to lie to you, the show with everybody else that you had, I wasn't a fan of. And I guess one day I just go, let me see what Bubba's doing. And I went on YouTube, and it was your crew that you have now. And I'm like, man, I'm hooked. I'm just listening to stuff. And
the only
thing I don't know are the names like Caveman and Babyface. But I'm learning all that stuff. And
all right, yeah, Babyface is a real mouthy lawyer, kind of liberal leaning. Caveman's so gone. Caveman's gone. He was a former executive producer, but he's gone. But he didn't leave under bad terms. He's just gone.
Got you. And then there was a decap. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he's gone. He was a humpback whale of a human being.
Penguin.
That was here with the penguin tendencies, and he just he flamed himself out. He didn't have a chance to begin with.
Yeah, so I'm catching up, but I listen on YouTube religiously. I have my daughter saying Willie after everything, and I'm on it.
Perfect.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, yeah, whether you're watching us on YouTube, whether you're watching us on Facebook, you know, listen to our, you know, we have a podcast too. Did you know that?
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah,
buddy.
Yeah. We got that too. So we're throwing some, I think yesterday's exclusive podcast did very well.
Oh.
So, listen, buddy, thank you for getting back into our world, so to speak.
Are you an African American, sir?
No, sir. I'm Hispanic.
Okay. Why are you profiling? Yeah.
Because I'm trying to keep track of how many different, because a lot of people always try to.
He's got them written down as Trapper Keeper.
Yep.
3 black.
We only have 3 African Americans.
Currently, we have 6, and with Hispanics, we have.
We're number 13. One. I mean, we have a lot of Hispanics. Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa, bro. Hey, Bubba, can I ask one more question?
Yeah,
one
yeah. It seems like you got a lot of questions. Here's the thing. I don't want you to say, can I ask one more? Just keep firing away.
Okay.
Just keep firing away.
I'm trying really hard. I mean, trying really hard to get to BARP next year. I really want to get to there, so I'm trying to, you know, I've been adding up all my monies and my donations and stuff like that. How does that work? What's the, like, do you stop it in a year? Like, you have to have a certain amount in
by
a year?
You have to have by, I think it's September 15th.
Correct.
So you have to have, and the fiscal year starts September 16th. So from September 16th of 1 year of, like, say, 2022 to September 15th of 2023, you would have to have donated $2,400 total dollars via our various means, you know.
Oh, that's, and that's a parlay kicker.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and Cash App, Venmo, and PayPal seem to be kind of the easiest for us to track. It's where you get the most for your money and we get the most for our money. So, you know, but you can go bits on Twitch, you know, that's obviously one of the OGs, but there are several different ways. But if you have a Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, you know, that would what's it equate to? About $240 a month? What is it, Lummy? No, it's like $100. How much? If you were to do it monthly, well, first of all, have you given any yet this year so far?
Yeah, yeah, I gave 20 probably last week or 2 weeks of $25. I think I did Mario. You always say Mario on the Venmo. It's when you yelled at Lummy.
So you got 25 total dollars in.
Yeah, because if you're going off the way you told me about how it starts, and yeah, then I'm starting new. I did donate before.
All right, but you got 23.75, and if you drive that for, let's say, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, you got 8 months. You got to start clipping about $300 a month, buddy. I don't know if that's pretty. Whew.
Oh, no, yeah, I could do that. I live in Vegas. A couple baseball parlays over here, over there.
There you go. $300 a month, and you're in, kid. I mean, you're here.
On the Super Bowl.
There you go, see? Let me, you know.
And let me tell you, man, let me tell you, Barb is just, it is really, really a cool thing, and it's where all of the biggest slinging, the whales of the Bubba Army get together, and it's just, it's really a cool thing, and of course you get an unbelievable ring. Did you see this year's ring?
Yeah, I saw it on Instagram.
Yeah, it's super cool. So
Anna looked good too, by the way. Oh,
Anna looked good as hell. Reagan looked good as hell. Wizzy looked good as hell. Crick looked good as hell. Allie, Nikki Peeled looked good as hell. Krista Diaco looked good as hell. Felix the Cat's wife with or girlfriend looked good as hell. Alex Jones,
Lummy with the shorts.
Ashley, who not only looked good as hell, but let me grab her quite extensively.
Yeah,
looked good as hell. Country girl look good. Merch look good. LM Clothes Girls look good. Bob from Sunbelts, Carla look good. It's just, I mean, you know, I know I'm leaving a bunch of people out.
T-shirt Will's Girls.
Girls, who are a little bit, you know, looser. They look good.
In the best way.
Just a lot of good looking. Oh, hold on. Matt Heller's girl. Jesus God, look like a supermodel.
Yep.
Jesus God.
Jesus God.
Yeah, she did win the OFF award.
Yeah, she did.
The Taylor.
OFF's full hot on that deal. She's coming back to defend it next year, she says.
Well,
she could get go your
ass
Missy,
here. Get your ass here. Quit Missy having Hazel babies. Award. Quit getting impregnated with Mike Bellagio's seed.
Yep.
Bitch, fuck your mind.
Well, she could now be up for the Missy Hazlett award, too. So.
Yeah, she could be hottest and with a kid.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, buddy. I hope to see you there soon.
Yes, thank you. I'm working on it. That's going to be my goal. Thank you. Thank you for taking my time, too.
I hope to see you there.
See ya.
Deuces.
Super fat Bubba Light.
Oh, hey, no problem.
Provided me another pair of, I only like these certain kind of headphones, and he found a pair on eBay, so he got it
with
for
the
me.
Massage.
I heard he got you a camera as well.
He got me a... Bubba Light, super fat Bubba Light. Sometimes you absolutely nail it. Like, I love you to death,
is
my friend. Sometimes you absolutely, for instance... You may have given us the ultimate gift of all with the Dyson 12 or 10, whatever you got.
And the microwave, too.
And the microwave. Like, sometimes you just nail it, kid. But then sometimes you come up with stuff like this, buddy. This goes right along the lines of the little circus bike that you got us. You give me a SpongeBob camera. And super fat Bubba Light, God bless your little soul. God bless your little soul. But I don't know what I could
do. What are you
going
to do with it, Bubba?
I'll have it.
But will you use it?
Yes.
Okay, then.
I'll take it to all the cool parties I attend.
No, I guess you will not be using it.
What kind of camera is it, Blitz? Is it like just an old school yippee? Like, do you know?
No, I think it's like a old digital camera.
Oh, okay.
Oh, those are coming back, Bubba.
Oh, yeah, they're really coming back.
Great.
Yeah.
They're coming so back that Bubba, Super Fat Bubba Light is so on the... new tip Cutting of technology
edge.
That he got it for me, and I am now going to re-gift it to one Anna Hummel.
Thank you.
If you would like to come and get it now, you may have it.
Yes.
Now, Bubba Light, super fat Bubba Light, thank you for the Dyson. Yeah, Blitz says don't be thinking that. Don't ask him to set it up.
So it's going to be going next to her DJ kit then.
Thank you.
Ooh, low blow. Did she even hear that?
No.
That's. Did you hear what Lummy said? That's going to be going next to your DJ kit.
Ha ha. You mentioned that, motherfucker. I'm back on that shit.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, well, I will tell you this, man. I will tell you this. I even went to Blitz and fucking ribbed him because I thought that maybe she just picked out the song, then Blitz used some kind of fancy program to blend it all together because Friday's Bubba 199 was fucking off, like really good.
Yeah, it was really good.
And I went to Blitz and I go, nice mixing, buddy. He goes, what are you talking about? And I go, you're the one that mixed all the songs together. She just picked them out. And he goes, honest to God, I'm not kidding you. I wouldn't fucking lie to you. I had very little to do with it.
I said, I helped burn the CD. That's about all I did.
Yeah, so how did you, I mean, you know. Like this. Wiki, wiki, wiki. You wiki-wiki'd it? Wiki, wiki, yeah. Sure, wiki, wiki.
Hello.
Here, I got a video.
Of her wiki-wiki in it?
I do, yeah.
Is that outside or inside the bedroom? Hello.
Let's see if I can find it.
Oh, Jesus. Hey,
yeah, Bubba?
Yeah.
Yeah, my name's Kevin.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'm kind of a new listener, but we're starting to like the show more, and we wanted to start contributing, so we wanted to just ask you a couple questions about the show.
Yeah, go ahead. I feel like I'm being ribbed here a little bit. I feel like
No. You know, I've been listening to I listened to 102.5 The Bone, and I do have a question. Like, so there's a show called The Cat Named Mo, and on there he constantly rips like Anna, and I don't understand why that. You know, I don't understand that. I was just wondering why that. You know, why would he constantly make fun of her?
But honest to God, Anna, let me ask you a question. Does he? Anna, quit marking out to yourself, Anna. Quit marking out. Blitz, can you put it down while we answer this question? Okay. Now, Anna, does Cat Named Mo fuck with you?
I've heard him mention me a few times. Right. And people have filled me in on the deal.
All right. So, sir, what have you heard?
Yeah, what have you heard about
Mr.
Mo?
From the great Cat Named Mo, who, by the way, works TSA on the weekends. but go ahead.
For you.
Yeah, now, by the way, I'm a fan of your show, and I do like Anna, so it's like hearing
that.
He insinuates that Anna is promiscuous and has slept with SBK. That's like what he did on the last show that I heard.
Which just goes to show that what's so wrong with the truth? Like, what's so bad? You know, like, what's so...
Yeah, I mean, what if I did?
Anna used to fuck the shit out of him.
I used to, yeah.
I mean, his bad liver and all. He used to fuck the shit out of him.
Oh, my God. It was his kidneys.
Okay, but anyway, like, Anna thought that she was a healer and she was rejuvenating his kidneys.
But then he got fired and my plan backfired.
Yeah, so, and then she got fired for fucking him.
Exactly.
Anna, what'd you get fired for?
For fucking SBK.
Oh, God, you bitch.
I know.
Did you try to explain to them that you were trying to do a good thing?
Yeah, I was trying to do all good things, all the right things.
You guys used to fuck all the time, didn't
you? Yeah, absolutely, for social justice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez.
So why do they, why, it doesn't seem like she was really there that long. Why do they keep bringing her up?
I was there for 4 years, ho.
He was there for 4 years, ho, and she was fucking Kevin for the entire time.
Exactly.
In fact, you know what? Here, I'm just going to go ahead and let the cat out of the bag. Cat Named Mo's mad because Soul Brother Kevin and Annalise to let him watch and jack off. And
all right, let's pull the whole rug back. I am actually SBK.
What?
Yep. I'm just using filters.
Right. Blitz is actually an African-American man, a lot shorter, with a bad kidney kicker.
Well, I got a new one.
And so anyway, you know, cat named Moe's just mad because he's not allowed to watch SBK's Black Hawk go into Anna's Jewish little hole.
Yep.
Period.
Oh, my God.
My donut's not doing so
good. I mean,
that's
where the rubber meets the road.
That's pretty much right. Yeah.
And he's mad. He used to like to watch Kevin's Black Hole penetrate that Israel-based hole.
Black Hole.
He likes to watch
over
that
the
black
event horizon.
Likes to watch that black African-American pole, you know, penetrate.
Always on the precipice.
That Israel hole. African-American pole into an Israel hole is a fucking, is a big-time deal for a guy that works part-time at the TSA, really. Telling me that my hairspray has too many ounces. The fuck out of here. But as you can see, we're so fucking talented, and even you trying to fuck with us and be a troll, that we can turn it around and make it funny. They can't, my friend. That should show you a lot of things.
No, I really wasn't trying
Oh, fuck you. You were trying to call in and get all that, get us all worked up and the whole nine yards, and we don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck because we are in such a better spot. Anna is inside. Anna just got her W-2s. Anna,
sure
you
did.
Just got your fucking W-2s.
Sure did.
How much more money was it than anything? Your W-2 might have been more than you ever made at Cox collectively.
100,000%.
Yeah, 1 year here.
And I got a boyfriend.
Yeah, and you're getting a lot of dick. And it ain't Kevin anymore, is it? No.
Uh-uh.
You try to call in, troll up, try to get us all fucking flapped up. And instead, we turned it around because we're pros, my friend. And we don't have to fucking worry about Cox Corporate or anything like that. And guess what? We own our own material, and we can fucking distribute it however way we want. We don't have to do it from some stupid sterile fucking corporate studio. And we have an after show where we can say fuck, and we own that fuck, and we own it all. We own it all.
We own the fuck.
We own that fuck.
We are beholden to nobody corporately.
Can we ask how he listens to us?
If terrestrial radio was to say no more, let me just tell you this right now, and I can say this, and Blitz will fucking verify me. If I was to call up all my terrestrial radio stations and say, as of next Monday, we are no longer offering you the show, we would make more money as a company. Because those people in terrestrial land would have to go find us somewhere else. Compared to what we get paid terrestrially, we would make more money. What if those motherfuckers get canceled off terrestrial? Now Cat May name Mole and whatever the fuck his name is, he's full-time TSA. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Is he still on the phone?
I don't know if he's still on the phone.
I
was going to ask how do you listen to us?
I listen to you through your app your Bubba app.
Bubba Army app.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, cuz
how many of those motherfuckers got apps? So, Brother Kevin ain't got an app. Uncool Mo ain't got no fucking app. Nobody else ain't got no fucking apps. I got a Bubba Army app. Fuck you, buddy.
Oh, he's a fan.
Well, you guys got a great show.
All right, see you later.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening, sir.
Sorry, I think that one got away from me a little bit. So sorry. Hello?
Bubba, Brian from Philly. How you doing?
Hey, let me show you what I got in the back of my fucking trunk here. I got a couple fucking stereo systems that did just hop hot off the mark. Brian from Philly reminds me of a guy, like a young Rodney Dangerfield.
I know,
should be slinging some shit out of the back of a truck.
Hey, whatever you need, I'll get it for you, bud.
Hey, you need fucking Eagles tickets. I got the guy. I got two guys that got fucking tickets. You need to hook up. I got parking. I got everything you fucking need.
Bubba, you guys know how to throw a party, I'll tell you. Boy, oh boy, that was a party. I mean, unbelievable. I used to follow the Grateful Dead around. I think we had more smoke going than any Dead concert I was ever at. Holy cow.
Way to blow us in.
He meant from the fire pits.
Oh, yeah. A lot of fire pits, propane willies,
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So it was impressive.
Very rarely do you go to a party and the host is handing out favors at an alarming rate as I was.
Yeah, thanks for the cooler.
Jerry Garcia never handed me anything, but you did.
There you
That's
go.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, thanks for the cooler.
And I got to think this was this was your first barb, and you won't miss one since.
Nah, dude, I met so many nice people. Everyone was nice, cool, no attitudes. Got a bunch of cell numbers, made new friends. It was awesome.
Do you want that cooler back for real? I have it here.
No, you can have it. It's pretty cool. It's great for the beach.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's actually it's a really nice one.
But you already took it home, no big deal.
Yeah, I've had it for weeks. Yeah,
it's already on eBay.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Hey, I wore my ring out last night. These friends of mine are like, you got to wear it to happy hour because everyone loves it.
Right, and they're definitely a conversation starter.
No doubt.
A group of Australians came up to me and asked to look at it, and then they started Googling you, so we'll see.
Oh, God, a bunch of filthy fucking Australians.
Yeah, backfire, you don't know. But, it got lots of compliments. I figured I'd wear it out.
Like, what would people say to it? Like, what would
Excuse
they
Excuse me, can I see that ring? And a lot of them thought I played football or something, you know?
Right.
Until they read it, and then I say, it's Bubba Army. And tell them.
Do you say it's this big radio personality out of Tampa, Florida? His name's Bubba the Love. Like, yep. What do you say? What do you say?
I say he's a guy out of Tampa, used to be on the Stern Show. He has his own thing now, and, basically listener supported, you know.
Yeah.
From how good it is. So.
Did you tell him you had to lay down $2,400 for it, or did you leave that part out?
I didn't mention that. I'm trying to pretend like it depends who asks. If it's a hot girl, I pretend like we're buds, you know.
Like he's my fucking buddy.
Yeah.
Seems to be, you know, I'm his Philadelphia affiliate, and you know.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It depends who's asking.
You trying to get some pussy?
Oh, yeah,
I wonder if anybody that's ever had a Bubba Army ring got pussy off of it. You know what I'm saying? Like some girl thought
that's
you were
good.
Something special and gave you some pussy over that ring.
I have.
Maybe I'll wear it out Saturday night. We'll see what happens.
All right, man. Brian from Philly. I guess we'll probably see you next
Great.
Year.
Bye, Brian.
You will. Bye bye.
Cool.
See you, Brian.
But you know the thing about it with Barb, I can't even statistically think of people that have come and don't re-come. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, they always come again.
Like, you know, like there's we have a huge percentage of return customers.
Yep.
You know, probably in the 90s. Hello,
Bubba.
Yeah.
It's Unity. What's up?
Unity.
Unity 717.
Yo.
Hey, Unity 717.
Yow.
Hello.
Yo, did I get banished somehow?
What do you mean?
Are we under double secret censorship right now?
I don't understand what you're saying.
I can't get it. I'm not in. I got banished from Twitch chat for some reason.
Well, that's that goes through Iggy. I mean, or Blitz. Blitz might know. Blitz, are you familiar with Vanity?
Unity 717.
Oh, hold on. Blitz is very familiar. So let's.
I did not ban him.
Okay. Do you know why potentially he may have been banned? You don't have to say who banned him because obviously we have moderators and we give that power to them. When people are being assholes, but sometimes, Blitz, you got a general idea as to maybe what happened.
I wasn't.
Well, Blitz is going to. Blitz is going to get
717 is usually he talks a lot in chat. I've seen his name a ton.
But Blitz,
I might have got a little out of line with the conspiracy gimmick because sometimes I go a little hard on that.
All right, hold on. Now let's. You know what? Let's kind of like do like almost like if you tell the truth, you might get unbanned. Let's play that game,
okay?
But you got to be totally honest. Like, if you sugarcoat your shit, you know, then you're not going to get unbanned. But if you truly come clean and be like, listen, Anna said this, and I was like, what the fuck, bitch? And then, you know, like, if you truly are honest, and Blitz, you probably will know whether he's being honest or not, because this is Blitz.
Well, no, I have a suspicion of what it was, and the context was, I actually thought I was... commenting on YouTube, but I guess it wasn't on Twitch somehow, but there was like some people were rhyming this or that. It was after the show ended and people were like something about rhyming. And I said like rooting for Putin. Somebody said praying for Ukraine or something like that. But I said in parentheses that I was kidding. That's the only thing I could think it was some kind of like pro-Russian stuff, which I'm not pro-Russian.
I don't really necessarily know that any moderator would care about that.
Mm. No.
Yeah, that's why I was confused.
I let those guys kind of free reign it, and then Blitz oversees it, and I would like for my moderators to be a little bit more, you know, like be kind of lenient. If I can give a guy a warning like, hey, don't be fucking, you know, talking bad about Anna like that or about Bubba like that or, you know. And not just, you know, ban you over that particular comment. But I try not to dabble in that world much at all.
Well, I just like to extend the olive branch out.
So is there any other thing that you, other than rooting for Putin, do you think there's any other thing? Think about it hard now, buddy.
I don't think so.
I mean, to be honest, I see it.
Let me break it down.
Well, I mean, I do see a lot of his chats. I don't disagree or I didn't
can't
ban
get in there Unity. Now and see why.
Well, Unity does do a lot of like when we start talking politics, he does do a lot of like conspiracy theories or just, you know, kind of jokes around about different things. But
well, what's Blitz?
I walked the line.
What's
Blitz? I walked the line with Twitch. I know too. Twitch has got a quick trigger on that kind of stuff.
Blitz, what's your opinion on this whole deal, buddy? Are you familiar with it?
Yeah, and I'm looking at who banned him and when, what time they were banned, and I'm somewhat confused, but.
Yeah, who banded him?
It doesn't matter.
I think there's a conspiracy.
So you're thinking you got a conspiracy theory against you. A couple of the moderators hate you.
I do. I think.
Well, why don't you take now? Hold on. So rather than to take it one way, where you think a couple moderators. Now, hold on. Just would you listen to me for a second, motherfucker?
Yeah. Go. Okay. Go.
Now, you know, I'm the God of this world. They don't necessarily like me. They like Jesus and Moses and
Abraham.
Everybody far more than me, but. Needless to say, they do take in consideration my feelings. I think if you would just apologize open-endedly to anybody and any potential moderator that you've offended, that might get you further than going ahead and opening up the this guy and that guy hates me and this guy and that guy hates me.
No. Well, the conspiracy can of worms I was trying to open up was having to do with Twitch, specifically their whole organization, because...
Well, Blitz can see that it wasn't Twitch that did it.
Yeah,
I'm assuming.
Okay. But it might have been in a response to something you said somewhere else, possibly. I honestly don't know.
All right. So
I frequent Andy Milonakis, kind of an entertaining dude.
Oh, hold on. We don't have any problem with Andy. We don't have any problems with Andy at all.
No. Nothing to do with y'all, but I got banned from his chat, too, for asking him if he took the Vaxniz or not.
Well, yeah. See, you're asking some questions that could be problematic, so why are you asking those questions?
Well, not
to spread awareness, to get your shit banned. You start talking about Vizx and Iz, Shizins, and...
Well, why is that?
What?
Why is that, Bubba? Why can't we talk about
motherfucker,
it?
Motherfucker, I don't run the show, buddy.
Yeah, it's not because...
Well, no,
hold on.
I'm just saying.
It's not because we don't want to. It's because we're not allowed to.
It's because social media, Facebook. Hold on.
Well, it's all of them, really.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna go through the whole line of them.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah,
but,
it's
you
all
know,
of them.
You know, Google, Facebook. You know, YouTube, Twitch. Now, hold on. You know, Twitter. All of them.
Yeah, we don't agree with it, but that's what it is.
We've been suspended by having a doctor, a real live doctor, talk about how he treats, you know, COVID. And we've gotten
crazy,
so we can't. Don't get mad at us, and don't get mad at the moderator.
No.
And that you may have said something that the moderator thought potentially Twitch could have a problem with if it comes to, you know, the COVID type situation, and they banned you for that.
Not mad at you or your team at all. I'm just, what I'm saying is, this crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fucked up. We think it's just fucked up. We think it's more fucked up than you think it's fucked up. We got, suspended for it. That's how fucked up it is. But needless to say, you talking about it isn't going to make things better for us or you.
So here's the deal. He called in to ask. I'll unban him.
Okay.
But just know that, like, you know, hey, keep it up and it may happen again. I'll unban you.
Blitz will unban you. Walk lightly on that particular term, and don't be a dick. Blend in. Don't be a dick. Sit down. Be humble.
No, I got you. But I'm just in shock as a human being.
Motherfucker, so are we. But using... Shut the fuck up. I'm getting ready to goddamn ban you, you fucker. Listen to me.
I just have banned them.
We are as upset about this as us, but we want the ability to be able to broadcast a program over these platforms, and they have said, shut the fuck up or we're going to block you up. We're going to take your platforms away. That's how we pay our bills, through these platforms. I think you should be able to say any fucking thing you want about it.
There's been guests that would probably be a decent guest that both Lummy and Anna have come to me and said, hey, I want them on. And I said, it's not worth it.
They've been banned 36 times before.
Yep.
So, buddy.
I'm just in shock.
Okay.
I'm not blaming y'all.
All right.
Keep
your fucking big mouth shut. Play the game. Play the game and get along. Sit down, be humble, okay?
Keep your head down and shut up. Is that what you want me to do, Bubba?
Yeah.
Is that what George Washington would have done?
All right, see you later, motherfucker. I don't know what the fuck George Washington would have done. They didn't have Twitter back in George Washington's day.
They didn't?
Think he could have fucking tweeted over to the fucking redcoat and said, hey, man, back down a notch, you motherfuckers. It's cold. Jesus.
That's when he went across the Delaware. Took him out.
I think we can just pretty much end the program at that one right there. Hmm. I got to piss. I got to go to the track. I know you got things to do.
Are you doing a food review on the way up?
I don't know, Lummy. I don't know.
Arby's has a new sandwich.
Oh, they do?
It's their sandwich. For a bit of time.
Yeah, you're good.
They have a King Hawaiian Fish Deluxe.
Yep, that's the one you were going to do a few weeks ago.
All right, hold on. If I don't do one on the way up, I'll do one tomorrow for Thursday, okay? The new Arby's. I mean, it'll be there by tomorrow, too.
Hopefully.
Right?
It should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pickle fries are gone.
Okay. Yeah. I'll do the Arby's on Waters where I always go. Have some of the best service ever.
King's Hawaiian Fish Deluxe.
There will be a food review this Thursday on our YouTube channel. I've taken a few of them off in the midst of what I'm going through, but I'm going to do one tomorrow for Thursday. There will be a food review with Bella in the merch trick, in the F-350, and the Arby's new fish sandwich. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great day. Be careful.